We're officially building owners. We can't wait to restore this beautiful building and share its rich history dating back to 1950. Coming soon, the Del Mar will serve as a restaurant, bar, lounge, event space, and apartments. Let the fun begin. That was the Facebook post by Brent and Lindy Blair soon after they officially got the keys to their new business. They first looked at the building, most recently housing the business Zim's, back in March. Then came back a few more times to look deeper into the guts of the nearly 75-year-old establishment. We finally put our offer in and 8 months later, here we are, said Lindy. They also looked at a few other buildings around the area but knew those would not work. When we first saw this one, we really didn't know this was it either because it was a lot bigger than we thought we could take on. But we knew this was it, Lindy said. Now, they are ready for the challenge. We wanted to get into the restaurant business for a long time but we wouldn't do it with our kids because of the dedication and time to this. But now they are grown up. The realtor called us and said, what about this? And here we are, Brent chuckled. There are 3 floors to the building. The top floor will have 5 to 6 apartments with a lounge, bar, and restaurant on the main level and a banquet, event room on the bottom floor. Brent worked in the food service in corrections since 1996. He got out right before corrections privatized it. He has taught Culinary Arts Restaurant Management Trades Program at the prison for the last 11 years. I've been training people to work in this business and now I have to be the one to run it, which I have been teaching them to do, to become employable in this industry, Brent said. The building is rich in history. The Del Mar was the place to go. There was a hotel upstairs with the restaurant on the main level and the banquet room in the basement. The main floor was the fancy dining place in town. It was very elegant. They brought in bands from Chicago to play here, Lindy said. Brent and Lindy grew up in the Sioux, so they have seen many name changes to that building on the corner of Maple Street and Ashmun Street. And now, under their ownership, the original Del Mar is brought back to life. A lot of work has to be done to the inside on all 3 floors. The good news is that the building itself is structurally sound. The not-so-good news is that much of the building has to be gutted. Brent and Lindy will keep a few items that are in good shape and a lot of hard work, and determination will make the Del Mar a dream that they feel people will come to enjoy. We're looking at the menu as American-Italian. We feel that this kind of menu is missing in the Sioux and that people want it. My parents' generation is hoping to have the Del Mar name back, are excited and hope that it becomes a downtown destination. We are filling a void here in the Sioux, Brent said. The Del Mar is expected to open up in spring 2025.